Piarja, today we are asking this House to support a simple but a powerful idea that no young person on this island should be held back from accessing education by an artificial barrier, be it financial, bureaucratic or political. Because education should open doors, not be a postcode lottery. We live on one island, our communities are connected, our students are ambitious, yet for too long, the systems and structures that we have inherited continue to divide and to disadvantage our students. It's time we face this head on. The reality is this. If you're a student in Donegal and you want to study in Derry, given the great chances already at McGee and the future plans for more to come, you're more likely to face barriers than if you were to study in Galway or in Cork. That's not just wrong, it's absurd. These barriers come in many forms. A lack of joined up information on courses across Ireland, differences in fee structures and funding supports, complexities in the recognition of qualifications, and, let's be honest, decades of underinvestment and of political indifference to the potential of all Ireland cooperation and collaboration in education. But here's the good news. We can change this. This motion calls for a coordinated effort on an all-Ireland basis to harmonise student support and to ensure fair access to funding regardless of which part of this island a student is from, to strengthen cross-border pathways in further and higher education and to recognise the need for alignment in both the CAO and the UCAS result states to ensure that students can choose which option is best for them and to create greater harmony between the two systems. Crucially, we want to create a shared strategy to make all Ireland student mobility a reality, not just a talking point. With my colleagues in the Doyle, Mairead Farrell and Donna McGettigan, I've met with dozens of students to discuss this, and one common theme prevailed. They want greater choice. While I welcome the progress in the South to reduce the requirement from 4 A-levels to 3 plus an AS, this is still restrictive. We still have further to go to create real parity across Ireland, and I acknowledge the intent of the amendment to increase this. I do think that we've seen great progress on this issue, but of course there's further to go, so I recognise and I welcome the intent of the amendment. I'm happy to support it. From our discussions, we know that many students aren't aware of the difference in CAO systems, nor are they informed and supported by many of their schools around this. This is why our call today is primarily on the Department of Education. Let's work together to put as many options and as many opportunities on the table. Across Ireland, we face many of the same skills gaps in green and renewable energy technologies, in cybersecurity and in digital transformation, in allied health professions and in construction and advanced manufacturing. As members of the Economy Committee, we know these skills gaps, and they are clearly identified in both the Skills Barometer in the North and in the National Skills Bulletin in the South. We are planning for two economies on one island, and that is inefficient. It doesn't make sense. A unified approach to skills planning would mean shared forecasts for our future industry needs. It would mean an ability to respond faster to cross-border economic demands, for example, data centres, offshore wind, biopharmacy. Student mobility is the same as skills mobility, and enabling more north to south and south to north student movement is a low cost and a high impact way to address the urgent workforce shortages and to boost economic growth in our border regions. This is about choice. It's about opportunity. It doesn't impose or compel. It creates additional opportunities for our students to augment the already fantastic further and higher education systems that we have. To have all the data, all the career support, all the joined up thinking, all the opportunities to make informed choices. And this opportunity needs to be clear in our colleges and from our schools. It's vital we're all pushing in the same direction. Today, I would ask the Education Minister to communicate these changes and these opportunities to all schools, and I am disappointed that neither he nor his economy colleagues are here today. To ensure that the career service works effectively to provide this information to students, to encourage students to look at all the opportunities which are open to them, And similarly, this information should be communicated to and by colleges from the Department of the Economy, and I acknowledge the ongoing work of Minister Archibald to engage with her counterparts in the South and to discuss and promote all Ireland student mobility. Let's build an Ireland of equals, not divided by invisible lines, but by united and a common purpose, to learn, to grow, and to thrive together. I urge you to support this motion. Let's tear down barriers and open a future that works for all our students. Gairmeadh an maígeamh.